When Pope Francis, who is here in the United States, ascended to the papacy, it was felt that the church could finally move beyond the scandals and infighting that had plagued the Vatican since the lingering end of John Paul II's life and throughout the troubled papacy of Pope Benedict. Central to those scandals are the sex abuse victims from around the world. As many as 100,000 American children have been victims of sexual abuse at the hands of Catholic clergy. Pope Francis has gone farther than his predecessors in addressing the problem, but there are victims whose scars run so deep it has permanently shaken their connection with the church. Mark Rossi is one of them. He's a state representative from Pennsylvania who was abused by a priest at the age of 13. The priest also traumatized some of Rossi's boyhood friends, leaving them with shame and anger that lingers. Representative Rossi says some of his friends took their own lives, he believes, to escape the pain. And for this papal visit, Rossi is in no mood for forgiveness.
The nightmares have come back for me because I'm seeing all these people getting excited for this Pope coming. He's talking about a lot of different things, but one thing he's not talking about is child sex abuse and the Catholic Church, and that's something that needs to be addressed still today.
What happened to your abuser?
They deemed him an alcoholic. They finally moved him out of my local parish in 1988 and sent him to a place called the Servants of the Parkelites. It's actually a sexual abuse rehab center that was established by the Catholic Church in 1947. They sent him there, and of course, after he was rehabbed for sex abuse, they put him into the Amarillo Diocese, where he ended up abusing about 20 more children.
And in your case, the abuse went on for a long period of time. You were really violently raped.
Yes. I want to make sure people understand that this is a process. This isn't somebody just takes you into his bathroom and rapes you. He actually grooms you. He got me into believing that he would help me through some trial times. And I'm sorry, John. This is tough for me because I just lost a childhood friend who committed suicide this past Easter. And talking about this is just not easy.
What would you hope the Pope, if you were to take a strong hand on this issue, would do?
I would hope that the Pope would stand up when he meets with the Catholic bishops from Pennsylvania this week and say, if we are really doing God's work, then we must protect our children. And to do that, I want the bishops to take your finger off the statute of limitations bill, call the judiciary chairman up and say, run these bills. If they would do that, these bills would run tomorrow. That's the kind of impact that they have on legislators.
And this abuse, the scars that you carry within you, are really part of the mission as to why you became a state legislator.
Absolutely. In 2009, my second childhood friend killed himself. And it was at that point where I just couldn't hide from it anymore. I had started to see the scars from the abuse. And as someone who was thought of as a leader in my classroom growing up, for me to look the other way when I knew my childhood friends were suffering, I wasn't about to do that. I wasn't going to pretend that I was like the church or Penn State and look the other way from child sex abuse. And that's when I decided to go to my local legislator and find out, you know, what type of laws were out there currently and what legislation was currently sitting in committee that could help victims of child sex abuse.
What would you say to the Pope if you were face-to-face with him?
Number one is the nuns that taught me growing up taught me to take accountability and responsibility for your actions. That's what you preached to me. And now that the shoe is on the other foot, you have turned away from protecting the children. And the sad thing about this is, John, that this just isn't in Philadelphia. This just isn't in the United States. This is across the world that they had taken a stand that the institution comes first.
Representative Mark Rossi is a Pennsylvania state legislator who's a victim of child abuse at the hands of Catholic authorities in Pennsylvania. Representative Rossi, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Thank you, John.